Well, good afternoon. The Australian share market has taken on the US lead, which was a positive one last night, and has improved, bouncing back from yesterday's three-week low, with the ASX 200 up 56 points or 0.8% to 6,834. So with one day left now in February, unless the market falls by around 3.5% tomorrow, this will be the fifth consecutive month of gains for the local equities market. Now, it was a very busy day today for the profit reporting season. A number of companies out with their numbers. So Qantas was one of them. It posted a $1.1 billion loss for the first half of the year. Flight Centre also a $233 million loss as well. So, of course, they've both been impacted in the travel space by the border closures, which has decimated their businesses for a while now. But investors seem to look past this. It was a reason perhaps why shares have continued to rally over the course of the week in both of these companies, perhaps following the vaccine rollout, which kicked off just on Monday. We also had improvements from Ramsay Health, Cube, Ardent Leisure, Link and Iluka following their results. But there were a number of underperformers today. One of the worst was A2 Milk, which fell by around 16%. Now, it posted a 35% decline in its first half of profit. This had quite a bit to do with its infant formula business, particularly the Daigou channel here in Australia, where people are buying products here and then sending them over to China. So that certainly has been impacted by the fact that borders have been closed, which has obviously reduced the number of students and travellers, etc., that have made their way here to Australia. Another underperformer was Zip, which fell by about 8%. Its first half loss came in at around $455 million. It had a bit to do with payments it made to expand into the US. It essentially took full ownership of the quad pay business recently. Revenue, though, did more than double, but Zip shares under pressure. Certainly from the start of the year, though, the company has managed to lift quite strongly, and Afterpay entered a trading halt today. It did more than double its first half sales, an 80% lift in customer numbers, but it still posted a $76.5 million loss. Again, this had a bit to do with costs associated with expansion overseas, but it also entered a trading halt. It's going to spend about $1.5 billion if it can to increase its stake in the US buy now, pay later operations. Now tonight, looking forward, Dow futures are pointing to a gain of about 100 points. That perhaps provided a bit of support for our market today as well. A few bits of economic news tonight, including an update on economic growth in the US, durable goods orders and pending home sales, and the Aussie dollar's firmer as well at about 77.9 US.